Boris Johnson today named Britain's next prime minister. The Conservative Johnson will replace Theresa May and lead the UK through its exit from the European Union. He's pledged to pull away from the EU within 3 months. The Justice Department telling former special counsel Robert Mueller not to stray from his report when he testifies before two House committees tomorrow.
Noting that the department generally does not permit prosecutors like him to appear, but they wrote this. Should you testify, the department understands that testimony regarding the work of the special counsel's office will be governed by the terms you outlined on May 29. Specifically, that the information you discussed during your testimony appears in and does not go beyond the public version of your report to the Attorney General or your public May 29 statement. In this, they write, finally, any testimony must remain within the boundaries of your public report.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Pope Francis giving the West Virginia Diocese a new leader after a scandal.
Pope Francis names Baltimore Auxiliary Bishop Mark Brennan to lead the Wheeling Charleston Diocese in West Virginia amid allegations of sexual harassment and financial misconduct, for which he's denied. Pope Francis barred Bransfield from public ministry and prohibited him from living in the diocese, saying that he'll be forced to make amends for some of the harm he caused. Bishop Brennan will now help decide the extent of those reparations to restore trust among the Catholic faithful. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Lucille is going up on the auction block. Julian's Auctions says the late B.B. King's iconic guitar goes up for bids in late September. The Black Gibson ES-345 prototype guitar is among the items from King's estate going up for auction. That guitar is estimated to be worth up to $100,000. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and thankfully the 80th legislative session here in Nevada is finally over. So what exactly did we learn? Well, really, we learned that big government is big government's biggest cheerleader. Everybody always says special interests are dangerous, but what they don't realize is government is the biggest special interest of them all. They had lobbyists up there, government unions pressured lawmakers, and in the end, it was government's priorities that really pulled the most weight with lawmakers, which is why what we do at Nevada Policy is so important. We got a few wins, we held the line on a handful of issues, and we were able to make some taxpayers' priorities the number one issue for some lawmakers. But obviously, there's still a lot left to do, and we can't do it without you. Visit NevadaPolicy.org and partner with us. We can keep Nevada free and prosperous, but it begins with good ideas, and it begins with you. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Well, it finally happened. A lot of people were wondering as the 80th Nevada legislature was getting ready to close down, where is this lawsuit from Republicans relative to the modified business tax to trying to pass tax increases with less than a two-thirds majority? It has finally happened. In fact, it was 3 o'clock last Friday that Senate Republicans filed a widely expected lawsuit challenging both Senate Bill 551 and Senate Bill 542. Are they constitutional? A guy that should know, because he is the Senate Minority Leader, James Settlemyer, joins us, the pride of Minden, Nevada, and he joins us. James, thank you so much for joining us. And a lot of people were wondering, well, where's this lawsuit? Where's this lawsuit? These things in law take time to prepare, I'm assuming. Is that right?
Yes, Kevin. Thanks for having me on today. Appreciate it. Yeah, it took a little bit of time to get organized. So the first thing that has to happen is that the governor has to actually sign the bill. Once the governor signs the bill, then you have the opportunity to challenge its constitutionality. Before that, you're not allowed to file the lawsuit. You had to wait for it to get signed. Then we had to prepare all the paperwork, discuss our options, and there are some businesses that wanted to sign on as well. So it took some time to get all that organized and all the paperwork done.
So who exactly is suing the governor and Nicole Cannizzaro? Who is it that's actually doing the suit?
Yes, it is the Senate Republicans. We're the main lead. However, three businesses joined us. One of them was a candy company up here in Reno, Nevada, called Kimmy Candy Company. And then there were two businesses, one out in Eureka area and one down in Clark County Construction, that have filed lawsuits as well or signed on to the suit with us as well.
James, take us back to how this all developed, essentially the reason for this lawsuit.
Sure. The reason for the lawsuit is that earlier, before session even started, the governor had made an indication that he felt that he could pass tax increases or, you know, not allow things to expire with just a majority vote. Then there was an opinion that was asked for by all leadership of council of ours saying, is this, you need two-thirds. You've always needed two-thirds. Every time in the past, you've had a two-thirds, so this requires a two-thirds. And then finally that ruling came out from legal counsel saying, oh, in our opinion, you actually could not only not extend sunsets or the trigger, which was the indication on the payroll tax, but they also indicated that you could lower thresholds to zero. So currently to pay the payroll tax, you know, you have to earn $62,500 a quarter, I believe it is, in payroll. Well, what they're saying is, no, we can lower that to zero, and we can do that by a majority vote. The scarier part is that currently, I don't know if you know, the property taxes are 3 and 8. You have a 3 and an 8% limitation of increases your property taxes. Well, the 8% is actually the law. There's an exemption for property taxes down to 3. If this stands, they'd have the right to go back in next session and raise property taxes to an 8% increase a year if this law is allowed to stand. And we can allow this to occur.
Let me ask you, and in fact, let me go through the bill specifically. 551, what would that bill do? Is that the modified business tax bill?
Correct. It's a payroll tax. So the payroll tax, what was discussed in the previous session, was that if the commerce tax, when it was originally passed, overperformed, so it provided more revenue than expected, that a trigger would occur. And that trigger occurred not this June, but last June. So over a year ago, the trigger occurred that the commerce tax overperformed. And that trigger occurred, meaning that the following year, the payroll tax would be reduced in July. So it's supposed to be reduced this year because of the overperformance of the commerce tax. And there was their decision, no, we don't want it to reduce. We want to have it go on in perpetuity at the higher level, even though it overperformed. Because we actually have excess money. Even right now, today, in excess of the 5% ending fund balance, which we always keep on hand in case something goes wrong, and beyond that, we also try to keep $50 million as a cushion, just in case our predictions are wrong. And that's what we do at the Nevada State Legislature through the Interim Finance Committee, or rather during session, during Ways and Means and Finance, Senate Finance Committee. Well, so we're always looking for $50 million. We actually have over $175 million of excess funds sitting there that we did not delegate and put out to education or other things. So there's $175 million, over $175 million of excess funds out there. And what we're saying is that the $98 million that was promised as part of the commerce tax to be a trigger should go away. And also, more importantly, the $7 million that the citizens are paying in excess at the DMV for technology fees every transaction. There's a dollar fee that was supposed to go away because they were supposed to have enough money to pay for the computer programming, and that's what the money was for. It was a technology fee to get a new computer.
A guy that I refer to as the gentleman rancher. He just looks like a gentleman rancher, and he is the Senate Minority Leader. This untapped money $70 million, over $100 million, whatever. Where is that money right now today? Is it in the rainy day fund?
No, sir. The rainy day fund is an additional $400 million that's just sitting there for a rainy day. The $175 money is in our ending fund balance over the 5%. So it's just sitting there in the account. So the account that we disperse money to for programs, it's sitting in that account. And what's important is that no matter what happens, when we succeed in this lawsuit and it's ruled unconstitutional, the $98 million extension of the payroll tax was an illegal increase. When that's ruled and the $7 million is ruled unconstitutional by the DMV, that just comes out of that $175. It'll affect no government program in any way, shape, or form. It does not take money away from education or anything else. It's just excess money that the government's holding on to.
That is incredible. That is incredible. Senate Bill 542. What was that?
That was the DMV one I just mentioned.
Okay.
So, again, like I said, the DMV, when they wanted to change up from the old system, which we all agreed to, we were running under what was called COBOL, which is so old, only one person writes the program anymore. So when the computer breaks, the guy goes, $50,000 bill to fix this problem. Well, we don't want to pay that. Well, go find somebody else. I'm the only person who writes it. So we all agreed we needed to update to the new system and to be much more efficient. And so we needed a new computer. State didn't necessarily have the money way back when. So we said, all right, a dollar technology fee on every transaction to do that. But it'll only occur for so long because that's the amount of money we need to switch over to the new program. Well, then they decided, no, we want more money. You know, and part of it, in my opinion, if you look at some of the things that's happened at the DMV, now we're very problematic, and no, the money is in the regular account. We don't need to continue to tax the taxpayers for mistakes that we may have made in selections of computer systems. That was our decision as a state to make those bad decisions, and that money shouldn't come out of the citizens anymore. And again, there's plenty of money.
So what happens if the courts rule in your favor, and I'm assuming you are fairly confident they will rule in your favor?
Absolutely. It's pretty clear. The Constitution says, then remember, this is the tax restraint initiative that the citizens of the state of Nevada put on the legislature. They said, Nevada legislature, when you want to raise taxes, we're going to take an affirmative vote add this to the Constitution twice, and they did so. They said that it requires a two-thirds vote to raise or generate revenue in any form for the state of Nevada. This clearly, we asked the fiscal staff on the record, how much money will this generate? How much money will this create? Well, the payroll tax would be $98 million. How much does the DMV generate? That'll generate an additional $7 million of revenue. That is money that is generated through the legislative body. Therefore, the tax rate initiative requires a two-thirds vote, and they passed it on a simple majority vote.
Okay, you've got a lot of people that are kind of hanging in the balance here. You got teachers that are expecting a 5% raise. You got a lot of state workers that are expecting a raise. You got a lot of people where they're waiting to see what happens to this.
I don't know. I have no idea why they'd be waiting, Kevin. There's plenty of money. When we are successful, this does nothing to any of the funding. It is money that is already spent. All this is money that's sitting in a bank account that is not allocated. All the money you just discussed for the raises for teachers and state workers and things of that nature, that money has already been allocated and is accounted for. This does nothing for that money.
Okay, how do you move this money? Let's assume that you're successful and there's suddenly a gaping hole that can be filled with this other money that you say that's just sitting in a bank account. How do we physically do that? Does that take a special session?
There is no gaping hole. So imagine, let's put it to you this way. Let's imagine that you had $200,000 sitting in your bank account, right? And you wrote a bunch of checks, and by the time it was all said and done, the checks you wrote, you still had $20,000. Let's say you still had $175,000 sitting in your bank account. Mm-hmm. And one of those checks you wrote for $20,000, you know, somebody says, well, that check wasn't valid. You know, we're just going to take it straight out of your bank account. Well, the money's still there. There's no issue. There's no hole. There's no budget hole in any way, shape, or form. The money is there, and it's paid out of this account, and the money is there. All we're saying is that that money that is in that account is in excess, meaning that there is $98 million from payroll tax and $7 million that are illegally in that account. You pull that money out, you still have over $60 to $70 million of excess money. So this creates no hole. This jeopardizes nobody's race. This jeopardizes nothing for education. There's nothing this lawsuit affects in the form of the functioning of the state of Nevada government.
Okay, give me the TikTok on this. When can we expect a judge to actually hear this case? Is it one that eventually will end up in the state Supreme Court?
We all feel that this will go automatically to the state Supreme Court. It'll be appealed no matter who wins, and therefore it'll be fast-tracked to the state Supreme Court. It's a constitutional matter, so it doesn't go to the appellate court system. As far as the scheduling, that'll be up to the judges, to figure out how it plays into his calendar. We've asked for expedited process because we want to block these taxes before they're illegally collected, so that way there's no issue. I don't know if you remember back in 2003 when the government had this bright idea. We had a surplus, and we're therefore going to refund it back to the citizens. And it was kind of pretty bad. They spent a third of the money refunding a third of the money, and then they kept the other third of the money. We don't do a real good job at refunding money. It'd be better if we just didn't collect taxes that we don't need.
Well, we will see you at the Basque Fry coming up a little bit later on this summer. Thank you so much, James Settlemyer. Always good to visit with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, everyone. It's a pleasure to be on. Have a good day.
James Settlemyer, State Senator, District 17, and the Senate Minority Leader. Stick around. We're running late on a break. We'll get you a break. It's all coming up live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
My friends, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day, and nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's maravilloso.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. I've been very critical of Shepard Smith, but he did a really nice interview yesterday with Ricardo Rosello. If you don't know who Ricardo Rosello is, he is the governor of Puerto Rico. And he was on with Shepard Smith. Let's go to cut four real quick. Cut four. And I tell you what, Shepard Smith just sliced him and diced him. I mean, it wasn't even funny. I mean, it was a total victory. You know what I mean? This was Ricardo Rosello with Shepard Smith yesterday on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Economically, Puerto Rico is in a fiscal crisis, $70 billion in debt, in a 13-year recession, in the leaked nearly 900 pages of profanity-laced messages now dubbed Rickygate after you, sir. You made light of the casualties of Hurricane Maria. You casually tossed homophobic and misogynistic remarks. You were calling the Puerto Rican former New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Vivierto a whore. Of the oversight board that controls Puerto Rico's finances, you said, go F yourself. And when your representative to that board said he's salivating to shoot the woman who's the mayor of San Juan, you said you'd be doing me a grand favor. So attacks on women, attacks on gays, attacks on the dead relatives of your own residents across your own island, and after all that, who's left to support you? And is it even safe for you to continue to attempt to govern?
Well, again, I've apologized for that. I'm making amends for all of those efforts.
You've apologized
to people.
For what this was specifically, Governor?
For all of the comments that I've made on the chats, that is one thing. There's another effort that needs to move forward, which is the battling of corruption. Look, we have implemented the
corruption
IG
was in your own administration, $15.5 million, and five people who were on those chats. You got rid of all of them. They are now out of the government, but you remain. Doesn't the buck stop with your office, Governor?
That's right, but I was elected by the people of Puerto Rico.
And those people are on the streets of your biggest city today saying, we want you out. That's the headline in the main newspaper. And the politicians on both sides of the political aisle on your own island are saying the exact same thing. You're a man on an island by yourself. How long can you stay there?
My effort and my commitment is to follow through on some of the efforts that I've established for the people of Puerto Rico. That includes establishing, again, a plan that I've already circulated with the members within the White House so that we can battle this corruption, so that we can tackle what government employees are doing, what we are doing as elected officials, and a collaboration with the federal government.
Interesting. Coming up on the show, Blair Ellis is the National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. What is she expecting tomorrow when Robert Mueller will testify before not just the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee, but also the House Judiciary Committee? Jerry Nadler. We'll get into that coming up in our next. And don't forget our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You want to jump in line now, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local now.
Fox Business Network stocks are moving higher in afternoon trading after several major companies reported solid second quarter earnings results. And high demand for Avengers Endgame toys helping Hasbro blow past earnings estimates. The toy maker holding the license for Marvel for nearly a decade, with the company standing to make even more money in the coming years. Hasbro also saying that Amazon's recent Prime Day sales event was a boom for the company, with its Play-Doh and Nerf among the standout drivers. And investors having a Coke and a smile today, shares of the beverage giant hitting a record high after Coke upped its full-year revenue expectations and said it's winning customers with new drinks like low-sugar sodas and iced coffees. Its product launches have helped revive its core soda business, and reformulated products like Coca-Cola Plus Coffee and lower-calorie Simply Juices accounting for 25% of the company's revenue. Shares of Coke are up around 6% today on Wall Street. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump taking the stage at an event for conservative high school students, the Turning Point USA's Teen Student Action Summit. He says about the federal investigation of his campaign.
They said, you know, he's got good numbers. We better start looking at him right away. Maybe he's dealing with a foreign country. I'm saying, what are you talking about?
Former special counsel Robert Mueller testifies about his report for two House committees tomorrow. The president has a new world leader to deal with, Boris Johnson, chosen as Great Britain's new prime minister. Fox's Simon Owen in London.
Boris Johnson pledging to energize the UK and take Britain out of the European Union.
Like some slumbering giant, we are going to rise and ping off the guy ropes of self-doubt and negativity.
The 55-year-old former mayor of London has been elected leader of Britain's ruling Conservative Party and is set to move into 10 Downing Street tomorrow.
This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going
to
be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey, don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, would you? 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I had a chance earlier today to visit with Blair Ellis. For those of you that don't know who Blair Ellis is, she is the National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. She's higher up. And I mentioned a morning consult poll that shows Joe Biden increasing his position in the Democrat presidential race up to 33%. Bernie Sanders is second with 15%. And I asked her about that poll and asked her about what's going on in the Democrat Party.
Are going to ebb and flow throughout the course of the year. And I think a lot of polling decides on and kind of relies on the sample size. And also, when was the poll taken? And where did they dip in across the country to take these measures? And what time of day did they, you know, go into, did they make these phone calls and kind of go about acquiring a lot of this data? And that's a lot of really what determines the accuracy of a poll. I tend to think polls this far out really are never that spot on. I just think there's a lot that's going to ebb and flow between now and election day. But really, you know, when it comes down to looking at a poll, you got to look at kind of, you know, the way they went about gathering the information, who they spoke to, and when they spoke to them to really determine kind of the accuracy of something.
And by the way, 5,000 registered voters just ending just 2 days ago. So so we'll. But anyway, the bottom line is that Joe Biden is increasing. He is up to 33%. And but the one thing we're finding is that Warren supporters are skewing more white compared to Sanders and Kamala Harris. There are all kinds of things you can take from this poll. But again, 15 months out, you know, the validity of the poll, I think, certainly is in question. Let me just ask you, tomorrow it's going to be Robert Mueller's turn in the hot seat. What do you expect? How broadly or how narrowly do you think he'll tailor his testimony for those two committees?
So Mr. Mueller has said from day one that if he is, you know, subpoenaed before the House Intel or Judiciary Committees regarding the investigation, that he was going to stick to, you know, exactly what was in his report months ago. And so I think Democrats are really going to try and build this up as a photo op opportunity. They're building this up as a chance to really appeal to their base. But there's going to be no new news tomorrow. And so we're going to see the mainstream media, we're going to see a lot of the networks make a big haboo out of all of this. They're certainly going to do the wall-to-wall coverage. It's certainly going to be a lot of cameras and a lot of photographers. But there's going to be no new news tomorrow, and we know that. And Mr. Mueller's made that clear since day one. And so this is truly nothing but a photo op for Democrats. It's nothing but an opportunity to kind of keep peddling these silly and baseless investigations that were determined and were wrapped months ago. So that's really what we're looking to tomorrow. It's no new news. It's just Democrats making yet another desperate attempt to resist and obstruct against this president.
Again, it's Blair Ellis, the Republican National Committee National Press Secretary. You are in this business, and I wonder if you can explain what Democrats seem to be shooting for here. They want a photo op with a live person in a chair answering questions. Do they expect it to move the needle for impeachment, or is there some other motive here?
You know, it's a good question. I really think that this is just about appealing to their base. You know, at this point, there's such a Democrat divided caucus about impeachment. You know, Nancy Pelosi at the top of it all is saying this is not happening. We're not doing impeachment. And it's because she knows that there are some serious political implications for moving forward with that process. And that's separate from the fact that these are all baseless claims. There is no justification for impeaching this president aside from the fact that Democrats just don't like the man. But that's not a real reason you get to impeach somebody. But I really think this comes down to the fact that Democrats have nothing else that they've done. They have zero accomplishments, nothing that they've moved across the finish line on behalf of the American people. The only real thing they can point to is how they have resisted and obstructed this president. And in their mind, I really think that they believe that tomorrow is yet another opportunity to show the radical left base how they continue to resist and obstruct this president. When in reality, there's important work on behalf of the American people that's being left behind. Instead, congressional Democrats should and could be working on ratifying the new NAFTA, which is the USMCA trade deal. They should and could be talking about how to fix our broken immigration system. Let's address the rising cost of health care. I mean, there's some real policy initiatives and proposals that Democrats should be working on. And instead, they continue to lean on these baseless investigations that, again, were open and closed months ago.
In fact, I want to ask you, as the president just in the last couple of days has tweeted, he has spoken out in person relative to the fact this is another, as he calls it, another bite of the apple. And I'm curious, at what point do we say, okay, case closed? I mean, will the Democrats stand down and say, okay, we've investigated and we're done?
Right. That's exactly right. You know, this is just another example, I think, truly of how Democrats have moved the goalposts. We saw Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and all the congressional Democrats throughout the last 2 years find a different way to move the goalposts every single time any kind of, unveiling was made with this. But the reality is that this is almost a 700-day investigation. There were 500 search warrants that took place, almost 3,000 subpoenas. It's been almost $40 million taxpayer dollars that's gone into this silly investigation. And Democrats just need to accept the results for what they were. Ultimately, the 2016 election is something they're still really bitter about. They still, I think, feel really heartbroken and upset that Hillary Clinton was not given that election. And I really think that this is truly just a response to that bitterness still from 2016. But truly, 0% of voters think the Russia investigation is the most important issue heading into 2020. Democrats need to wake up to that, and they need to start getting to work for the American people.
Blair, are you surprised that only 95 Democrats came forward to vote for impeachment? Al Green's articles of impeachment last week, and everybody ballyhooed this thing. But in the end, only 95 Democrats voted for impeachment.
It's interesting to me, and it's interesting to me which Democrats within the liberal caucus are choosing to advocate for impeachment. We know, the Republicans know, and I think Nancy Pelosi recognizes, there's no winning for Democrats if they keep peddling this idea of impeachment. Republicans welcome it, though, because there's nothing that really ignites our base and gets Republicans motivated and excited and energized quite like the talk of impeachment, because everybody knows it's baseless, it's not justified, there's no merit into it. It's stemming truly from just this bitterness, truly, that Democrats still have from 2016. But we know every time Democrats utter the word impeachment, we see the results. Like, we see an uptick in people that want to volunteer their time and get involved in the Republican Party. We see an uptick in our online small dollar donations. We see an uptick in donations just generally across the board. We see an uptick in engagement rates online. Nothing motivates Republicans and our grassroots supporters quite like the Democrats spinning this silly narrative of impeachment. So if Democrats want to keep the talk up and there's more than just 95 that want to pile on, we welcome it, because we know that at the end of the day, voters are going to move to the polls in November 2020 and they're going to vote R for Republican, because we're the only one producing any kind of results at this point.
Again, Blair Ellis joining us, Republican National Committee, National Press Secretary. The Democrats won't be the only ones tomorrow asking questions of Robert Mueller. There will be Republicans that will be there asking questions. What kind of questions do you expect them to ask?
I think really it's going to be a matter of the fact that, this has been an open and closed case, that the Mueller report definitively did not establish that the Trump campaign coordinated or conspired with the Russian government. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. I think Republicans in both of those committees are going to do their best work to really relay again the fact that there was no evidence that any U.S. person coordinated or communicated with Russia. I think we're going to hear a lot of repeating of the facts. And again, a lot of these facts are what have been out there now since the Mueller report definitively came out back in April. So I think it's really just going to be reminding the American people that this is an open and closed case. There's no collusion. There's no obstruction. This is nothing more than Democrats trying to score last-minute political points. And it's at the expense of the American people, because this is not stuff that they care about. This is not stuff that should be a priority. There are real items that we should be addressing, real policies we should be tackling. And instead, we have Democrats wasting more taxpayer dollars and wasting additional time on this nonsense.
I am curious, though, if we will get anything from Republicans, any questions related to how we came to this investigation, the Steele dossier that was not verified, mm-hmm. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, mm-hmm. all of this stuff. I'm just curious if you think we will be able to get into this tomorrow with Robert Mueller, if Robert Mueller will allow it, if the chair will allow it.
I don't know that Mr. Mueller would engage in that kind of conversation, ultimately, because that just doesn't have anything to do with his literal report. And I think, again, he's made it pretty clear that he's sticking to his actual report. But I absolutely expect, to your point, to see some Republicans bring that up, because that continues to be of concern and on the minds of a lot of people. And we heard from AG William Barr months ago that is absolutely something that his department is looking into. They want to investigate how we got to this point and what warranted it and maybe what did it warrant some of this investigation. So I definitely think that'll be something that Republicans bring up. Curious to see how much, if at all, Mr. Mueller engages in it. But those will definitely be, I think, some good talking points and things that you'll hear different kind of pollsters and pundits kind of continue speaking about the rest of tomorrow.
All of us marveled at the president's performance in Greenville, North Carolina last week. It was just an incredible performance by the president in a sold out venue, so to speak. I want to ask you, will we see more of the president out at rallies like that, giving rally speeches?
Oh, absolutely. I think Mr. Trump, the president, loves being in front of the American people. He loves the opportunity to be able to speak directly to them. He likes to be able to have a conversation and have it be unfiltered by the media. And there's no one else that's better at energizing our crowds and our base than him. And I really do think that those opportunities to hold rallies is really a chance to speak directly to the people that put him in office and to get feedback too while he's in the room and talking about what he's accomplished. It's a great opportunity for him to get feedback from the American people about what they want more of and what they're hoping to see more of. And it's a good chance for him to kind of lay out what he's hoping to accomplish with the next 4 years in office. And so, yes, absolutely. He will continue to be out on the road. We look forward to having him out on the road. Nobody excites our base quite like President Trump does.
He is absolutely amazing. I want to ask you about something that's been going on over the last few weeks. It's actually last few months. And that is the National Week of Training, different things that you're doing around the country and right here in Nevada, that is unlike anything that's ever gone on in this state. Can you talk a little bit about the efforts that the RNC is making, not just here in Nevada, but nationwide, but in particular here? You're fully staffed. You are doing a lot of work with candidates, with consultants. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on and what the RNC is doing? I've only got about 3 minutes.
You bet. So the National Week of Training is an opportunity for us to really engage our grassroots supporters across the country. And our grassroots supporters make up our volunteer base, and that truly is where we get our energy from. That is where we have our ground game and our infrastructure in place. We've had a lot of these volunteers that have been a part of our what we call our weeks of training. They've been a part of our infrastructure now for two cycles, so they're very seasoned. They're professionals. They go through a six-week training course to be taught the skills and the assets they need to be successful in their state, working with their state party. We had an awesome number of participants in Nevada that joined us for our week of training in June. We've got over 100 or so that are joining us for July. We're going to have upwards of 60 different types of voter registrations that we hope to accomplish. So the big focus of our National Week of Training this month is voter registration. We know that is key to kind of bringing more people into the fold of the Republican Party. It's key to making sure that we get out the vote come November of next year.
And it's how we're going to win assembly and state senate elections coming up in November of 2020. The voter reg stuff is so important. Can I ask what is different? Because a lot of people I know here in Nevada were really disappointed. Things did not go the way we expected them to go in 2018 at the midterms. Can you talk about what's going to be different, though? And again, I've got about a minute and a half.
Pretty straightforward and pretty blunt. Just the fact that we've got President Trump at the top of the ticket is going to be a real game changer in a lot of states across this country. And it's something that Democrats are underestimating, and they need to wake up to that. There are a lot of people that are motivated, obviously more so during presidential years than off years. And so we absolutely anticipate there being higher turnout. We anticipate there being more people that just want to get out and vote simply because President Trump's at the top of the ticket. And that has a great down ballot effect for Republican candidates at the state and the local and the federal level. So we have to do our part. We're doing that. We're putting in the effort, the work right now, again, building up our ground game across the country, reinforcing our army of volunteers. Our goal is to help reelect President Trump, but it's also to make sure that we're benefiting and helping every GOP candidate in every state across the country. That is the benefit of our ground game. It is unbeatable.
That is Blair Ellis, the National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. She's a big dog, so to speak, and she knows what she's talking about. You'll hear more from Blair Ellis over the weeks and months to come, because I love tapping her expertise. It is amazing that just over 3 years ago, I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. They're locally owned and operated, and Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. In fact, their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, an engaging mobile-friendly website. They did all of the above for me. And what I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies, would you? Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. Stick around. Your calls on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's coming up next. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike. especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I want to talk to my small business brothers and sisters out there. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you looked at your website and social media platforms? I mean, really looked at it. That's what I did late last year, and what I found wasn't very good. I had no website, my social media presence was virtually non-existent, and as the owner of a brand new statewide radio network, I knew I had to do something about it. But how? That's where a friend of mine, Bernadine, at Sofa King Creative Group came in. She showed me how enlarging my digital footprint could actually grow my business, how a top-of-the-line website could give my small business credibility in the marketplace, how it could actually improve my bottom line. If you're looking to grow your business and increase your revenue, check out my new Sofa King Creative Group built website at kevinwallradio.com. Then call Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group at 702-787-7069. Ask for a free analysis of your small business's digital marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-787-7069, or visit them at sofakingcreativegroup.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Let's check your phone calls. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Frank, you are leading off. You're on live and local now. Go right ahead. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's on your mind?
Kevin, you are blessed with a very informed audience, but sometimes we need reminders. In regards to our president, a rich man can't be bought. He can only be silenced. Kevin, I've got a. It's not just a yes or no. You can also answer absolutely. This is a question for you. Is it fun spending other people's money? Yes, no, or absolutely?
Absolutely.
You're my man. On your show, thank God it's not national, and I don't mean that as a demeanor against you. I just don't need to be heard on the East Coast. I don't lose your train of thought.
By the way, just for the record, there are people that do stream the show all across the country.
Yes.
In Colorado, in Miami, in Louisiana, and on the East Coast, too. So your reputation may precede you, man.
May I come out of the closet on your show?
Go ahead.
That was a very pensive go ahead. To all the listeners out there, no human being has set foot on the moon. Good day.
Oh, my God. You know, you usually should not start drinking till at least 12 noon. Nah, no. Did he really say that? Did he really say that about the man did not set foot on the moon? Interesting. Tomorrow on the show, it is testimony No, and this is going to be way cool. This is going to be way cool. We're going to find out what Robert Mueller tells the House Judiciary and the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee. He's going to do 5 hours under the lights. I got to tell you, though, I don't think this is going to happen. I don't think we're going to get a smoking gun. I really honestly don't. That's going to just about do it for today. We'll tee it up tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KVET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!